Sudan's army chief is at the United Nations trying to burnish his image as a leader of the country while his forces battle a rival paramilitary group. The conflict between two generals has uprooted millions and threatened to engulf a large part of Africa, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan took the podium at the UN General Assembly to accuse his rival, the leader of the Rapid Support Forces, of carrying out atrocities and starting the five-month-old conflict. They brought mercenaries from different corners of the globe, committing some of the most horrendous crimes against the Sudanese people, Burhan says, accusing the RSF of looting, raping, and killing civilians. Ditching his military uniform for a suit and tie, he painted himself as a statesman who's ready to restore power to civilians eventually. His rival, known as Hemedti, made a competing address that he posted online. The U.S. has been trying to get both men to agree to a ceasefire. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield, recently visited with Sudanese refugees to highlight their plight.
Both sides have instigated unrelenting violence that has caused death, destruction, and carnage across Sudan, in Darfur, in Khartoum, and in many other areas.
The U.S. is urging the backers of the two warring sides not to fuel the conflict further. Martin Griffiths, who's the U.N.'s top humanitarian official, calls this a crisis of epic proportions.
What the people of Sudan need now, of course, is more than the presence in high-level meetings in New York. It's more than promises, indeed, or pledges. It's for us to turn all this into action.
He's short of funds, though, and the UN recently lost its diplomatic envoy for Sudan. Burhan refused to deal with that UN official. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the United Nations.